Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
First Timothy chapter 6. Is that what we were reading in the morning? From verse 1.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. Let as many bond servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. Mm-hmm. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved.
The Bible says, for those of you who are working, if your boss is a believer, don't despise him or her. Why? Because he's a believer. Because she's a believer. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you hearing what the word is saying? It's so easy to hate our bosses, isn't it? Oh? But the Bible says, especially if the boss is a believer, don't hate him or her. Yes, ma'am.
But rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with dispute and arguments mm-hmm. over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, mm-hmm. useless wroglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself.
Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain? This version is even saying it a bit differently. This version is saying that they use the religion for money. They use the religion or the faith for money. Continue.
Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Mm-hmm. And having food and clothing, with this we shall be content.
You know, the Bible says, if you've got clothes, check if your neighbor has clothes, are they are naked or what? Do they have clothes? That's number one. Number two, if you have food, the Bible says we must be satisfied. I knew you won't say amen. Because you want more, isn't it? Pastor, I want to go to Mauritius.
Pastor,
I want to go to America.
America.
Dubai.
Dubai.
But the Bible tells us there's too much movement. Okay? Calm down. I won't take long. What was I saying now? Tells us what? Yeah. The Bible tells us if you have clothes, and you have food, you must be satisfied. This is important, Bazalwane. Because If you are not satisfied, you begin to chase things.
Uqala ukugijimisa izinto.
Continue, let's see what people are chasing.
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perishing. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
For the love of money.
Ngokuba ukuthanda imali.
The love, not that
ukuthanda.
You have it. Just for the fact that you love it.
Ukuyithanda.
You're already under the influence of evil.
Usongaphansi kwempande yesono.
Let me preach here. This side, they don't like the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, you guys won that chocolate that they were talking about.
Nina no win ilo chocolate loya.
They owe us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says when you love money.
iBhayibheli lithi mawuthanda imali.
Already.
Vele.
You are under the influence of evil.
Usungaphansi kwempande yobubi.
Just for loving it.
Ukuthanda nje.
Not that you have it.
Hayi ukuthi unayo.
You love it.
Uyayithanda.
Continue.
For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness.
Pursue righteousness.
Landela ukulunga.
Godliness.
Nokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
Uh-huh.
Faith.
Faith.
Nokukholwa.
Love.
Love.
Nothando.
Patience.
Patience.
Nokubekezela.
Gentleness.
And gentleness.
Nobumnene.
Instead of chasing money. Instead of chasing to be rich.
Then so cook ibhizinisi imali.
In today's time.
Ekhathini zamanje.
Even in church,
nase mabandleni.
It's all about money.
Imali.
In church, I'm not talking about anywhere else.
Esontweni angisho kwezinye indawo.
And you find that the church loses something.
Uthola ukuthi isonto liluza lawo mandla.
Let me show you a scripture. Go to Matthew 28. From verse 18.
Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
This is Jesus. This is before he died and went to the cross. He says that all authority has been given to him. And he said, now because the authority is with me, I'm sending you. Go and make disciples of every nation. Uh-huh.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Read Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Quickly. Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Go unto all the world.
This is the
duty of the church. Go to all the world. And do what?
And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel. Do you think the government is going to preach the
gospel?
Do you think that the Department of Home Affairs is going to preach the gospel? It's only the church. Now, when the church is chasing money, loving money, following money, when is the gospel going to be preached? When are disciples going to be made? Most of our decisions, if you analyze properly, are dependent on money, not on God. You guys don't like my
message.
So, in the morning, we began to talk about
suffering.
And I told you that there's three types of suffering. The first kind are sufferings that you experience as a result of the mistakes or the sins of your fathers. That's the first type. You've done nothing wrong. But just because of where you were born, you are born into sufferings. You are born into pain. You are born into sorrow. You are born into distress. And it takes a lot to come out of that. You have to be a serious Christian. You have to be a prayerful Christian. You have to be a fasting Christian. Otherwise, you'll be the Christian who goes from one church to another. And afterwards, you go from one sangoma to another. Until you go to a sangoma in Mozambique,
in Nigeria.
The second type of suffering is sufferings that you bring to yourself by the mistakes that you make and by the sins that you and I commit. It brings all kinds of suffering. The prodigal son, he said, my father, give me my inheritance now. I can't wait until you die. His father gave him money. And the Bible says immediately the guy went to a far country and wasted his money with riotous living. He was grooving to come nice. Nali mureki. When his friends see him, they know that today is today. We are going to drink, I tell you. Within a short time, the Bible says there was a famine in the land. And all the guy's money was finished. To cut the long story short, the Bible says he was eating the same food that the pigs eat. Have you seen what pigs eat?
And you are here. You are fighting for food.
With pigs. Why was this guy suffering? His own decisions. Then I told you that there are sufferings that come because of the choice of following Jesus. And I told you that these ones are no longer called sufferings, but they are upgraded to be called sacrifices. Because it is by choice. You are sacrificing. You are not suffering. You are sacrificing. You have the choice in the matter. In the book of John chapter 1, the Bible tells us that John saw Jesus coming to be baptized by him. And John said, behold, the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sins of the world. So the fact that he was called the Lamb tells you that his life was supposed to be a sacrifice so that you and I can have eternal life. So the pain that he went through, the sorrows that he experienced, the grief that he felt, was not because he did anything wrong, but it was because he was thinking about you and me. And he sacrificed his life so that you and I can have life and have it in abundance. So I want to teach you 5 things about this suffering that I also call sacrifice. Colossians chapter 1, read verse 24.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you.
I now rejoice.
Manje ngiyathokoza.
In my sufferings.
Enhluphekweni zami.
No normal person rejoices in suffering.
Pumla?
No normal person rejoices because of sufferings. But Paul,
God to Paul,
he says, I rejoice in my suffering. Continue.
And fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church.
So number one, what we must know about these types of suffering is that they are for the church, for the body of Christ. These sufferings that are elevated to being a sacrifice, they're not for cars. They're not for promotions. They are for the church. Paul was suffering for the sake of the church, so that God's people can know God. So that God's people can grow in the faith. So they are not moved by every wind that blows. Because today a prophet can appear and say this and that, and people will follow. In fact, in the book of Acts, there was a guy called Simon. We know him as Simon the sorcerer. The man was a witch or a wizard. But the people in the area were calling him some great power of God. A witch and a wizard. They are calling him some great power of God. So, if the church can grow, they will not be following witches and wizards thinking that they are following God. So each and every one of us must pay whatever price we must pay so that your brother in the Lord, so that your sister in the Lord can know Jesus and can grow in Christ. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7.
2 Samuel chapter 7.
The Bible tells us that King David,
King David
was sitting in his house. And he was just looking at his house. And he looked outside the window and he saw the house of God. Those days, the house of God was called the tabernacle of the congregation. It was a tent. When David looked at his house and he looked at the house of God, he said, "This is not right." He said, "I live in a palace. And God is living in a tent." And he told the prophet Nathaniel that this thing cannot be right. That I'm living in a house of cedar and God is living in a tent. And he purposed in his heart to build God a house. When I read it, I cried. Especially when I saw the response of God. God said to David, "Will you build me a house?" As though God was surprised.
Hey,
when this small boy, he wants to build me a house. And because of that mind, because of that heart, God said, "You will be a king forever." He said that there will be one of your sons who will sit on the throne forever. And do you know who is one of his sons? It's Jesus. When Jesus introduces himself, he calls himself the Son of David. The creator of the heavens and the earth calls himself the Son of David, his own creation. Why? He said, "I will build you a house." So when I saw this, I was so moved. And I said, "God, do you want me to build you a church?" And I learned that God doesn't care about buildings. Because
Solomon
built a super mega church. And God said to Solomon, "As long as you guys will follow me, I'll be with you. But the minute you stop following me, I will destroy this house." And God destroyed it. Till today it is destroyed. Do you know that the Israelites, that building that Solomon built, they still go to that location and cry out to God. It's still there. If one day you go to
Jerusalem,
you will see. They still go. There's no building anymore. But they know that it was here. And they still go there and cry out to God. So God doesn't care about buildings. So God, what do you care about? He said, "I will live in a house that is not built by hands." He said, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost." So you are the church. You are the church. So when the Bible talks about suffering for the church, it means suffering for this person sitting next to you. Look at the person sitting next to you. You are supposed to suffer for him. You are supposed to suffer for him. So that they can grow. So that they can get closer to Jesus. So that they can know the Lord more and more. So that Christ can be in them. So that one day they'll be enveloped by Jesus. When you see your brother not growing in the Lord, your sister, it must pain you. When your brother and your sister, they're not reading the Bible, they don't know the Bible, it must hurt you. And you must pay whatever price that you must pay so that they can read. Maybe they don't have a Bible. When you have some smaller nyana money, go buy the Bible and bless him or her. Only Mom Ruthie likes my message. Am I saying something?
You sure would.
Your fellow brother in the Lord, they come pray. And you are okay with it? When they are going through difficulties, you don't encourage them with the word of God. You don't say to them, come, let's pray about it. Let's trust God. God can do it. Instead, you are giraffes. You only use your long neck to check what's going on in their lives so that you can tell somebody else. Oh, Brother Obed, it shall be well. But you know alone. These things happen in life. When you shift. You won't believe.
Mzalwane wonke.
We have become selfish. We have stopped caring. There's too much movement. Can someone just stop the movement? The movement causes me to lose my train of thought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this suffering must be for the church. Ronel, many people struggle to pay tithes.
And
this one,
Natula.
Because you can't suffer for the church.
Huh?
Ten percent.
They want to eat my money.
Why are you lying to yourself?
Why are you
even if we were eating your money? Even if. Do it for your God. So now you have this mind that we are eating your money. That you are using it as an excuse to disobey God. Many people. Just look at your shoes. And ask yourself, is it God's money or is it? Look at the nearest sister and check the hairstyle. Just ask, is it God's money? Tell them, check the hairstyle. If some of you were paying tithes, you would not be in a church without windows and doors. If you paid your tithes. You see, paying your tithes, Oma won't lie to you.
Mama Oma,
it's hard.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Because you are taking from your money that you can do hairstyle, that you can take your children to the zoo and whatever. So, for you to take the money and give it to the house of God, it's a price. It's suffering.
You want to swallow it all.
The 90 plus the 10.
90 rand plus 10 rand.
One brother became angry with me. He was one of my tithers in the church. Then he went and bought a car. And then he stopped tithing. Now normally, whether you tithe, is there anyone who I've asked here, do you tithe, do you not tithe? Have I asked anyone here?
Question.
But this particular one,
got alone again.
Because it was very close to me, Mr. Sir, I've noticed you're not tithing anymore. And he wabamba wayeka, wabamba wayeka. I said, no, tell me, why are you not tithing? Then he pointed at his car and I said, Pastor. I said, brother, you used to walk to work. Pack this thing in your house. Walk to work. So that you can pay your
tithe.
Maybe you drive your car on Fridays, take it to work. And do you know what happened? He left the church. I don't have time. I wish I had time. Number two. This type of suffering is a suffering that pleases God. Isaiah chapter 53.
Isaiah 53.
And verse 10. Isaiah 53 and verse 10.
Isaiah 53 verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
It did what?
It pleased the Lord.
To do what?
To bruise him.
Hello, are you in church?
Amen.
The Bible says it pleased the Lord. In other words, it made the Lord happy. In other words, it satisfied the Lord to bruise Jesus. To make him suffer. To make him go through pain. To make him go through sorrow. It made God happy. One day I told some people I used to lead. I said, when I see you guys suffering, I become very happy. Hey, they didn't like me. But But the Bible says, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. In other words, God is the one that is doing the bruising. And it pleased the Lord. When you go through all kinds of sufferings, you are suffering because your father hated you, or he left your mother, and your mother was a single mother. You see, when you go through those sufferings, God is hurt. God is touched. But when you go through this type, the Bible says it pleased the Lord. Jesus said to the young rich man, if you will be perfect, go and sell everything you have and give to the poor, then come and follow me. So there is a suffering that makes God happy. And what type of suffering? It's a sacrifice that you make for his church. When you start sacrificing for the church, when you start sacrificing for God's people, that one makes God happy. You know, one day, I went to a funeral, and the pastor was preaching powerfully. And he said, there's someone in Mamelodi, in his street, there's no one who doesn't have a fence. He said that if you don't have a fence, stop nonsense.
Stop nonsense.
He will come and say, mama, funekube ne stop nonsense.
He will come and cry and say,
and he will build it for you. Isn't that powerful? But you know what Jesus said? Foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere where he can lay his head. He paid the ultimate price so that people can know God and have an ultimate, intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. Are you suffering for the church? Are you suffering for
Christ?
Or all the sufferings you are suffering, are you? When I started working, I got a job in
Johannesburg.
Hey, given. I used to catch 3 taxis to go to work. And 3 taxis to come back. And I used to run a prayer ministry.
That
was before I became a pastor. I used to arrive home around 7. Then when I got home, I used to attend a church in Mamelodi. Around 7 o'clock, I'll go fetching people and take them to church. And 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, we'll start praying. Father, we pray for the church. We pray for Mamelodi. We used to pray until 10 o'clock. Then at 10 o'clock, I will take people to their homes. And then I will arrive home around
11.
The next day I'm going to work in
Johannesburg.
I used to do that on Tuesdays. And I think I used to do it on Thursdays as well.
Thursday.
Hey, let you get a job in Joburg.
Yeah, now I told him seven Joes.
Pastor.
Hey, Pastor.
You know, these days.
Yeah,
Hello?
Yebo.
Somebody say, wow.
Wow.
So this is a type of suffering that pleases God.
Inhlobo yokuhlupheka ethokozisa uNkulunkulu.
It makes him happy.
Menza athokoze.
When it comes to suffering for our children, we can do it.
Makuze ukuhluphekeni kwabantwana ungakwenza.
For our family.
Umndeni wakho.
Singasuka ngo 11 ebusuku.
We leave at 11 as
well. Drive to Cape Town, man.
And drive to Cape Town now.
When it is family.
Uma kumndeni.
But for the church.
But because it's for the church.
Yo, Pastor Siyasaba, yo kumnyama.
Pastor is dark, we are afraid.
Yeah, by the way, I heard that. Why are you stopping me? During the funeral, Nompumelelo, two sisters left at 2 a.m.
Oh, sisa babile
from your place.
Two part no
and walked freely.
They're cool again.
To their homes.
They're my car.
After I heard that story, I said it's a lie. It's a lie when they say they are afraid. It's a lie. We can do anything at night. No problem. Someone say no problem. Some of you, you don't do nothing for your other brother. When there's a funeral, we don't see you. When there's prayer in the church, we don't see you. When there's fasting in the church, we don't see you. When there's contributing for money, we don't see you. No matter what we can do, we can't trouble you. Your time is too valuable for you. Uba mina, ngiyekuphi?
Mina.
Bazongidrowa. You can't pay any price. Any price.
Lord.
For God.
For uNkulunkulu.
For His church.
Ibandla lakhe.
And when we are sitting here, we are worshiping. Oh, how I love him. Because, and you start crying. And those are crocodile tears. We are not moved. You won't fool us. You won't fool us.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say crocodile tears. Crocodile.
Smanis.
Smane siyakubuka nje uyikhalisa.
We just look at you.
I love you, Jesus. You don't pay tithe. Nothing that you do.
Akukho nje okwenzayo.
Nothing.
Akukho.
We say we are praying in the morning, you can't come. We say we are praying in the evening, you can't come. We say we are praying in the midday. And again, we are trying to find a time for you. You never pitch
up.
Please look at me with a smile, please. Strengthen me with your smile to preach the word of God, please. The way mbuka ngakhona sengiyasaba ukuqhubeka.
The way you look at me, I'm afraid to continue.
Hey, what type of Easter conference is this?
Conference.
This man is talking about suffering.
Lendoda ikhuluma ngokuhlupheka.
Stay for a meeting. We call a meeting.
Yeah,
we
start a meeting. It's busy meeting.
You just after church, you just stand up shamelessly, and you march.
No, we are humble.
No, nobody can stop you. Nobody.
Can stop.
Even the way your face look, we're even afraid to.
Saba ngishukubiza.
when you start paying a price for God,
kodwa uma uqala wenzela uNkulunkulu uthi,
He loves it.
Uzoyithanda leyo nto.
Tell him say God loves it.
Tell him makhona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayithanda.
I'm continuing because of time.
Ngiyaqhubeka ngenxa yesikhathi.
Number 3.
Okwesithathu.
This suffering
lokhu kuhlupheka
is the only suffering that has eternal rewards.
Ukuhlupheka kuphela okunomnzuzo.
Someone say eternal rewards.
Inzuzo.
Read for me Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 and verse 12 quickly.
Matthew
5 verse 11 and verse
12. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake.
For whose sake?
For my sake.
For my sake. It's Jesus who's talking. So in other words, you are suffering because of God.
Ngamanye amazwi uyahlupheka ngenxa kaNkulunkulu.
Continue.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Rejoice!
Thokozani.
Be exceedingly glad.
Nijabule.
For great
ngokuba umvuzo.
Is your reward.
Wena mkhulu.
Where?
Ezulwini.
Where?
Ezulwini.
In heaven. When you suffer so that your children can have an education.
Mawuhlupheka ukuthi abantwana bakho bebe nemfundo.
You are doing a good thing.
Wenza into enhle.
But it has no eternal value.
Kodwa kunayo inzuzo.
The only suffering
ukuhlupheka kuyikhona
that has value in heaven.
Okunenzuzo nomvuzo omkhulu ezulwini.
Is when you suffer for his sake.
Yilapho uhluphekela igama lakhe.
Which is for the church.
Okulebandla.
Many Christians will be surprised.
Abazalwana abaningi bangamangala.
When they die.
Uma befa.
Mina at least I'm telling you the truth.
At least ngitshela iqiniso.
You can't be worldly.
Ngabe uzokukhuthaza.
And every price you pay
enikonke kwenzayo
is to fulfill your worldliness.
Ukuyijabulisa wena.
You work hard, you go to work, you work hard. Usebenza
kanzima
so that you can wear Gucci.
Ukuthi ukwazi ukuyijabulisa.
Gqoka iGucci.
Faka iGucci.
You work hard, very hard.
Usebenza kanzima
so that you can buy a car.
Uzothenga imoto.
And go show it off.
Uhambe uyobona
where you are born.
La uzalwe khona.
You don't do anything for the church.
Awenzeli lutho.
You don't do anything for the house of God.
Awenzeli lutho indlu kaNkulunkulu.
You think God will give you rewards when you get there?
UNkulunkulu uzokunika umvuzo uma ufika le.
Your father must give you your natural father must give you rewards in heaven. I want to see something.
Ngifuna ukubona utho.
Your friends who you are pleasing.
Abangani bakho laba obathokozisayo.
Let them give you rewards in heaven.
Ibona bazokunika utho lezulwini.
I want to see something.
Ngifuna ukubona.
Happiness, you know what the Bible says?
Sise happiness ilithini iBhayibheli?
The first shall become last.
Lithabo kuqala ibona abayo sekugcina.
And the last shall become first.
Abe sekugcineni ibona abayo fika kuqala.
Don't chase to be first here.
Ungagijimela ukuba ngoqala.
Chase to be first there.
Gujimela ukuba ngoqala ezulwini.
Pay some price.
Yenza utho.
Most of us sitting here.
Abanye bethu bahleli la.
When we pray.
Masikhuleka.
If we do pray.
Uma senza imkhuleko.
Amudimo. Mereko mudimo.
Umsebenzi baba.
Promotion of God.
Ukuphakanyiswa baba.
Favor me Lord.
Ngisize baba.
Do you ever consider the church?
lokho kuyalithinta izibandla na?
Do you care whether people are dying and going to hell? Unendaba
nokufa kwabantu besihogweni?
Some of us sitting here.
Abanye bethu bahleli lana.
All your family members are going to hell.
Yonke imndeni yabo ile esihogweni.
Your sister is going to hell. Your brother is going to hell. Your uncle is going to hell. Your mother is going to hell. Your grandmother is going to hell. Your grandfather is
going to hell. No gogo.
Because you're the only one who knows Christ.
Ngoba uwe kuphela.
You won't tell them about Jesus.
Awubatshele ngoJesu.
They will perish.
Bazosokola.
So manje sifike nje emncwabeni.
We'll just arrive at the funeral.
And we'll be saying to be absent from the body is to be, but in our heart we are saying, "Ooh, Nkosi yami."
Ngaphakathi sothi, "Hey,
I lost esihogweni."
Uhambi.
Me, I tell you the truth, okay? If you don't like the truth, the churches are many. There's even one there, right?
Na nakamakelwa.
Many of our family members are gonna perish. Have I told you of a woman? There was a woman who was lying on her bed. And all of a sudden, she opened her eyes and Jesus was standing by her bedside. And the Lord said, "Come, I want to show you something." The Lord grabbed her by the hand and they started going down into the earth. And suddenly when they stopped, they were in hell. And Jesus began to take this woman on a tour of hell. To her surprise, as they were going from place to place in hell, this lady started seeing her family members. Her aunt, her uncle, this person and this person. The one that hit her the most. She saw her mother in torments, suffering in hell. She began to cry and said, "Lord, why did you bring me to this place? Why are you making me see this?" And the Lord said, "I wanted to show you that just because you are born again doesn't mean that they are all born again." When I call for a meeting, come, let's pray for our children. Only 5 people will come. You can't even sacrifice for your own child. Oh God, save him. Oh God, save her. Oh God, preserve. Remove bad friends. Remove evil friends. Be close to him. Be close to her. You can't come to that for an hour. Okay, those eyes are scaring me. Let's go. Amehlweni
ayangithusa. Ethi ngizibheke phansi.
Number 4. This suffering, the third one, remember suffering for following Christ.
Ukusokola ukulandela uJesu.
This type of suffering demonstrates real love.
Yenza uthando.
True love.
Olwangempela.
Sincere love. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. By this we know love.
By this we know love. We understand love. We know what love is.
uthando siyalwazi ukuthi yini.
By what, yeah?
Because he laid down his life for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
When you lay down your life for another brother or sister,
mawubeka ukuphila kwakho komunye wobhuti nosisi,
you are demonstrating true love.
Ubonisa uthando lweqiniso.
It's not easy, bazalwane.
Akukho lula.
Over the past couple of months,
eyinyangeni eyidlule,
there've been so many funerals.
Kwakunemngcwabo emningi.
So to move from that funeral,
ukusuka ngapha,
and support this family,
uphinduye kulomndeni,
then support that family,
uphinduye kulomndeni,
then support that family,
uphinduye kulomndeni.
It takes something out of you.
Kuthatha utho kuwena.
People you have no relations with.
Abantu ongena ubudlelwane nabo.
But the Bible says when you do that,
kodwa iBhayibheli lithi mawenza lokho,
you are demonstrating true love.
Ubeka ukuphila.
Hallelujah. When we go out, brother,
masiphuma.
I want to invite you to church.
Ngifuna ukumema esonto.
Every Sunday,
njalo ngamasonto.
Come and hear the word of God.
Wozozo izwi likaNkulunkulu.
That is true love.
Ukuthanda loqiniso.
In your prayers, when you are praying alone,
lapho uthandazwe iwani,
instead of praying for yourself all the time,
esikhundleni sokuba ikhulekele wena,
so oh God,
Nkosi,
let your light shine in our
midst.
I pray for my neighbors. I pray for my community. That's true love.
Uthando loqiniso.
When you suffer for the sake of Christ.
Mawuhlupheka uhlupheka ngoChrist.
For the sake of his body.
Ngomzimba wakhe.
You are demonstrating true love.
Ubonisa uthando loqiniso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Eish, pastor, you see, I'm in matric. You know, pastor, esikolweni, eish. Kunama exam, kunama test.
There is exam, there is test.
I understand.
Yeah, yeso.
And it's important.
Ikubalekile futhi.
But you can come to church.
Kodwa woza esontweni.
For 2 hours.
Ama hour amabili kuphela.
Then go back home.
Ubuye ekhaya.
You study.
Ufunde futhi.
And you study.
Ufunde.
And you study.
Ufunde.
If you have to cross night, cross night.
Umele uhlukanise ubusuku. Uhlukanise.
But you are afraid to be tired, isn't it?
Uyeza saba ngoba ukhathele.
And many of you are not studying.
Abanye bena abafundi.
TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, and so on and so forth. Then last minute, hey, where are my books?
Yena ngalokugcina.
You want to get the whole textbook
so ufuna ukufunda incwadi yonke
in a few hours
ngama hour ama
sister, why are you not at church? Yo pastor, yeah, we are studying. No, you've been TikToking.
Uthi bo TikToker.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My mother is here in the church.
Mama wamula.
She can tell you.
Ngakutshela.
When I was a student,
ngisayimfundi.
I was churching fully.
Bengiya nje esontweni ngokugcwele.
I'm sure she asked herself, when does this boy study?
Ebeyibuza ukuthi lo ntata lomfana befunda nini.
But I told myself,
kodwa bengiyitshela uqobo lwami,
that to keep my parents quiet.
Ukuthi ngithulise
bazala. Just pass.
Kuphela.
Then they will have no problem.
Ngeke babe nankingi.
So every time my report came,
pass.
So how can they stop me if there's pass?
Bengivimba kanjani kulakho kupasa?
So I was preaching and passing. Preaching and passing. You are not preaching and you are failing.
Wena ushumayele futhi uyafaila.
Wena uyasolisa. Khona inkinga khona.
You've got a problem.
Awuze esontweni you are failing.
You are not coming to church and you are failing again.
Hallelujah. Mamruti, people don't love God anymore. They love the idea of loving God. But they don't want to do the things that need to be done. To demonstrate that they truly and genuinely love God. Truly. Me, I'd rather wear one shoe
and
pay my
tithe. It's
okay. God will remember me one day. I'd rather be a zero. I'd rather my friends laugh at me. It's okay. As long as my Jesus loves me. One day we are all going
to
die. And stand before him. Allow me to live my life. Like a man who believes. That there is an afterlife. As I'm preaching, you might be thinking, Mara Pastor,
God,
wants us to be poor. You have to trust your God more than that. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Then he said, and then all these things will be given unto you. So you don't believe that he will give you all the things that he promised to give you. And you are rather saying, Emanyana Mudim,
Erikikle
in Kupila,
Erikireke
Koloi, this and this. Then when I'm settled, then I'll come and seek you. I was telling the youth, that some of us, we are like an apple.
Sifana nama apple.
And Pharaoh bites.
We are alone.
Your family bites.
No mde.
Your colleagues.
No my colleagues.
Your school.
That's gone.
And time is going. Everyone is biting this apple. When the apple is almost finished, then you
will
say, oh, Jehovah, but you are finished by now. Everybody had a piece of you when you were in your prime. And you didn't give yourself to God. You didn't give yourself to his work. You didn't give yourself to reading the scriptures. You didn't give yourself to go to all night prayers. You didn't give yourself for nothing.
Jesus.
Use me. What can you do now that you are working
with me?
Dondolezing. Now you want to do outreach. You are slowing us down now.
We are spambes.
We have to wait for you. Because when you are fresh, you are too busy for God. You are too important to God for God. Your time is too valuable for God. You want to come when you are 86.
You are dondolezing.
Meleni. Ask your neighbor, you don't like what pastor is preaching. Am I talking to somebody? Give yourself to God
now.
While you are fresh.
Fresh.
While you can walk the streets of
Namapias.
You put on your techies. You put on your cap. In the sun. We are going to tell people about
Jesus.
When you are coming for prayer, it's dark, you are afraid. But you blow in tongues. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I shall live and not die. And walk in and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give you the last one. And close. This type of suffering that we are talking about is the suffering that will enable God to work through you. That will enable God to work through you. Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell.
It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. I explained to you all that means is that God was in Jesus. Remember? Yes.
And by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
Amen. So the Bible says, when God was in Jesus, he used Jesus and his body and his blood to reconcile us back to himself. So when Jesus was sacrificing, it allowed God to work through him. The only time you allow God to work through you is when you sacrifice for the body of Christ.
Amen.
When you are sacrificing for money, for you are working overtime. You want money. God is not working through you. When you are sacrificing for your family, you go to that family member, you go to this issue, you are solving. Hey, God is not working through you. It's only when you sacrifice for the body of Christ that he works through you. Listen, Quatella, some belief.
Ninga quatting and tell.
Tell a never say neighbor.
Jello Makelwa na Makelwa.
Pastor is not talking about you.
Baba Gakolo Mingawe.
He doesn't know you.
Agakwas.
He doesn't know your issues.
Agazaz named Abazako.
He's just preaching the word.
We are Shumael and Jesus Gankolunkolo Ped.
Do you want God to work through you? Do you want God to save people through you? Do you want God to use your life? He can only do it when you pay the price. When you choose to suffer like this. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Whenever you start following the Lord, you always look a bit off.
Yeah. ngathi khona ukushoda.
Because in the beginning,
ngoba iqaleni,
like it is written about Jesus,
njoba kwakubhaliwe ngoJesu,
when you look at him,
mawubuka kuye,
there's nothing that looks valuable.
Akukho okuphathekayo.
So when people come
mangaba abantu beza
and see you following Jesus,
bebona wena ulandela uJesu,
you are not driving a Range Rover,
awuhambi ngisho nange Range Rover,
you are not living in a double story, triple story. Even if they ask you for 5 rand,
mama becela 5 rand awukho,
uyabamba uyayeka, uyazi ukuthi ayikho
na ayikho.
Then they look at you and belittle you,
bathi yeya.
Even when they make decisions, but by a call,
mama bathathe inqomo
umangala nje se mawufika se senza so senza so
umangala so khonjwa nje indlela okumele kwenziwe ngayo.
But if you hold on,
kodwa mawulokho bambelele,
keep believing,
uqhubeka ukholwa,
keep following,
ulandela,
one day
ngelinye ilanga
he will exalt you,
uzokhumbula,
that they can never forget you,
lapho ngeke bephinde bekukhohlwe.
But many of us,
abaningi bethu,
we give up on God,
bayeka uNkulunkulu,
so that we can be felt some value because of our family, our friends, our schoolmates, colleagues. When I was working
Lerato,
I'm a qualified quantity
surveyor.
When I would get to work with my car,
Maroon.
Inamagunga yonke indawo nje kunamagunga.
Ngiyayibona namaphotholi.
Inamaphotholi.
Amen.
My colleagues,
engisebenza nabo.
Some of them, they were holding lower positions than me.
Bebebambe ikhundla encane kunami.
When I go park my car,
mangiya ngiyopaka imoto yami.
I'll park next to a BMW.
Bengipake eduze kwe BMW.
I'll park next to a Golf. What are these? GTI.
GTI.
Vrupa. I'll park next to Mercedes Benz.
Mercedes, ama compressor.
So sometimes when I look at the parking,
mangibuka kwi parking,
and I look at my car,
ngibuka imoto yami.
And I'm a pothole. You'll be tempted to look at God's tithe. It's in your Vagashela Lapaga, McCarthy,
visit
VW McCarthy.
McCarthy Toyota.
McCarthy Toyota, whatever. But I said, no. For my Jesus,
ngonkulunkulu ngoJesu wami,
I'll go with him,
ngizohamba ngayo.
So mana stotobe nje, one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
my God,
uNkulunkulu wami,
will remember me,
uzongikhumbula.
And the day he remembers me,
ngelanga ayongikhumbula ngalo,
I won't even buy cars anymore.
Nga ngiza ngithenga na imoto futhi.
People will come and say, Pastor,
abantu bazoza. Bethi baba,
sifuna ukunikelela esontweni.
Bethi siyanikela nakho.
One day.
Ngelinye ilanga.
So until the day comes.
Andukuba lelo langa lifike.
Any price that I must pay.
Gonke kumele ngikwenze.
I will pay it gladly.
Ngizokwenza ngokuthokoza.
It's okay. Let them look at me somewhere.
Mabangibuke.
Let them belittle me.
Babe bancane kumina.
The more they belittle me, the more honor I gain.
Ingenkatho phezulu engibhekile.
the more I'm tempted to give up, and I choose to hold on, I'm gaining value there. Bazalwan, let's stop being worldly. Let's be real Christians who believe in Jesus, who walk with Him, who pay any price that must be paid so that His work can continue on the earth. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.